Dear friends, before I continue last week's program, I need to urge you to go to www.final-call.us after the broadcast, in case you haven't been there, to research what is happening to the King James Bible and all subsequent miscellaneous versions such as the New International Version, etc. The changes include all related books, helpers to understand the scriptures, the concordance, notes in the Bible, lexical aids, etc., etc. This also includes spoken Bibles, keychain Bibles, digital Bibles. In other words, the original version is unavailable anywhere. This information is not shared from preachers who may not have heard about it. If they are aware, they resort to excuses why that cannot be true. Since the change is provable by going into your own Bibles, no matter when they were printed, you'll find it is a fact. This development is also prophesied in Amos chapter 8, verse 11. "Behold, the days come, says the Lord God, that I will send a famine in the land, not a famine of bread, nor a thirst for water, but of hearing the words of the Lord." The reason for that is that the word has become unreliable. Unless a preacher has memorized the 1100 plus or minus pages of the original Bible, he risks teaching false doctrine. What that means, time is getting short. Jesus said he's coming when it is darkest spiritually. Many Christians have pinned their hopes on the new president-elect, claiming that God has given us more time before Jesus returns. When asked in an interview after the election was final about Hillary's future, the president-elect stated that he doesn't wish to hurt the Clintons. They are nice people. Same-sex marriages are okay, and the wall became a fence. So friends, if you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior and wish to be included in the coming rapture, say this prayer with me right now, okay? It'll be available on the Cephas-radio.com in case you can't follow it. Cephas-radio.com. Our Father in heaven, thank you for giving up your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, who shed his blood for all our sins, to assure us that we can depend on the fact that he paid the penalty for all sins. His last words before he died on the cross were, "It is finished." Father God, I humbly come before you and ask for forgiveness of my sins. I repent of them so I can become your child, born again of the Holy Spirit, who will be my teacher and my connection to you, Father God. I know that Jesus is the Christ and the Son of God. I wish to make him my Lord and Savior forever. Amen. This commitment will change me on the inside and assure that surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Psalms 23, verse 6. Remember, God is allowing this to happen. Committed believers are researching and sharing what we need to be aware of. There's still plenty of reliable scripture to learn from. That is the reason for this program. John chapter 10, verse 27 through 30. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father, which gave them me, is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one. Don't forget, it's on radio, on cephas-radio.com, cephasradio.com. Speaking is Rita Williams of Cephas Ministry, Incorporated, a network of 40 websites addressing many social and spiritual issues. We are what our group calls watchmen. God always had watchmen. A small group of ministries came up about the same time in the early 1990s, sharing and exposing what was going on in churches all over the world. Today, the final apostasy has become a reality. Spiritual darkness has set in. It is far worse than we ever imagined. Since 2012, watchmen are under attack. The administration tells us that we have to change and give up our faith. Pope Francis is creating a new world church that has little resemblance to Catholicism. Preachers are silent about the change. The congregations were joined to the World Council of Churches or similar organizations. They were created by the Vatican to gather up all people of the world, dating back to World War II. The transition is now seamless and without fervor. Pope Francis admits that he is changing the church. On Monday, November 21st, 2016, he extended indefinitely to all Roman Catholic priests the power to forgive abortion. One of his subjects said that it would benefit many, including doctors who perform the abortions. Last week I shared the Pope said that global warming is a sin. By recycling and carpooling, one can receive atonement from sin. Pope Francis is open to all faith, all people of different sexual orientations, various types of marriages, and atheists. He says that all people will go to heaven. It doesn't take Jesus to go to heaven. There is no hell. Even though John chapter 16, verse 33 says that Jesus has overcome the world, at the end in Revelation 13, verse 7, it reveals Satan, and it was given unto Satan to make war with the saints and overcome them. That is what we are experiencing today. We are not allowed to practice the true gospel today unless we integrate the new laws, which are Antichrist. Beloved, the Lord has put on my heart to address the coming events in an organized manner regarding the seven-year tribulation and eternal life. There's much confusion on the internet about this end time most preachers talk about. Some pastors teach that a revival is still to come. Others agree the time for revival is gone. Immorality and lawlessness is rampant worldwide. Now, especially those who don't see the truth believe that Donald Trump is anointed by God to turn the country back to God. Many people are under the impression that they themselves are good people, and therefore God will allow them to get into heaven. Nothing could be further from the truth. Here's why. In Psalm chapter 14, verse 3, and chapter 53, verse 3, they are altogether become filthy. There's none that doeth good, no, not one. In Isaiah 64, verse 6, but we are all as unclean thing, and all our righteousnesses are as filthy rags, and we all do fade as a leaf, and our iniquities like the wind have taken us away. That was my wake-up call. I had to find out why that was the case, and here it is. Not only did Adam and Eve disobey God and God cursed the ground and made them leave the Garden of Eden, but Cain killed his brother Abel. God speaking to Cain in Genesis chapter 4:11, and now art thou cursed from the earth, which hath opened her mouth to receive thy brother's blood from thy hand. Man is of the line of Cain or Seth. Abel was killed by Cain. In the Old Testament, the whole human family is cursed because of it. That was permanent until Jesus was crucified and died for the sins of the world. To give man temporary relief for this situation, Moses received the Ten Commandments that man was to live by, but things got worse. God created the Aaronic priesthood so sinners could get their sins forgiven by the blood of animals. But that was only a temporary solution because animals were under the original curse as well. Since we are going to address the future of humanity, where are we today? The Bible organizes events for a reason. God knows believers are waiting for the rapture since the time of the Apostle Paul's ministry. After the resurrection of Jesus Christ, the churches were expecting their resurrection shortly after, plus or minus 2,000 years ago. Jesus picked the 12 apostles who were Jews to teach them to go out into the world with the good news that sins were going to be forgiven. All people had to do was to repent and accept Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. The Apostle Paul, also a Jew, was assigned to the Gentiles to create the church which was going to become the bride of Christ. The rest of the Jews rejected Jesus. They wanted a king, and Jesus was just a carpenter next door. Time's up. To be continued next week, the same time and station. Tell your friends about us. You're invited to our free, monthly, very comprehensive newsletter, which includes Israel, at www.go-cephas.com, C-E-P-H-A-S, www.go-cephas.com, and be good time to visit final-call.us, final-call.us. God bless you and your family and friends. Until next time, thanks for listening. Shalom, Rita Williams.